Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has appeared in court over charges of corruption. Now, Sharif arrived in court with his daughter amid tight security. His lawyers asked judges to merge three corruption cases against him into one. His next hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, when the decision on the defense's plea will be announced. Sharif and his family are accused of owning offshore assets, which they allegedly used to buy luxurious properties in London. The allegations came following the large-scale document leak known as the Panama Papers. The former premier was indicted last month and has pleaded not guilty. Let's speak to Kamran Yusuf. He joins us live from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, with the very latest via Skype. Now, Kamran, just walk us through today's court proceedings and, of course, how this translates in the public sphere.
Well, this is for the first time that the deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif appeared before the National Accountability Court here in Islamabad after he was indicted on October the 19th. Of course, that there was tight security, and despite the tight security, a number of his supporters reached the venue and also chanted slogans in his favor. As you also pointed out, that today's proceeding was a brief proceeding because Sharif's lawyer pointed to the fact that the other day the Islamabad High Court gave a ruling in favor of Sharif family, in which they have requested to merge all the corruption cases into one, because they believe that treating all these corruption cases separately will weaken their defense. So now the court adjourned the hearing until November 7th, when they proceed further. As far as the public reaction is concerned, obviously the public opinion is divided. Those who are supporting the deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif still backs him and still believe that he has not done anything wrong. However, those who are not in favor of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, or precisely the opposition parties, they believe that the deposed Prime Minister or the former Prime Minister should face all these corruption charges instead of talking or instead of speaking of conspiracy against him.
All right, Press News Kamran Yusuf, they're reporting via Skype from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Kamran, thanks very much indeed for keeping us updated.